dust body radio. Life after dust, dust, dust body radio.
You need to tune in.
In your career, Steady J hold the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle, cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol, Jack is some more, and Terry Lamona in your divider, and if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto, because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is Life After Dust, music with hot models, we got them. Life After Dust, 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 by the radio, to come up is a must, must. You must tune in. Radio. You could even visit thespot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
What's up, what's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live with your boy Steady J. Man, it is Hump After Dust Monday. Excuse me, Hump After Dust Wednesdays. And, man, every Wednesday, man, we bring your crazy show. This whole entire month will be our fifth annual Dust Model Month, so we'll be going in, as we've been doing all month long, which we turn DustBot Radio Network and DustBot.com into a complete realm of learning. And so, yes, man, it's definitely a pleasure to just continuously watch it all unravel. And tonight we got a very special guest who'll be chiming in, who is definitely been making a lot of great moves, and she just understands the game a whole lot, man. So we'll be talking to the lovely, talented A Savage, who will be showing how she got a start in the industry, positioning herself for key moves that have made her one of the top models in Sacramento. And she'll also be sharing her experience with being the number one model on PhotoBlush.com, which is a photo retouching site, is definitely getting some ground. I want to definitely take the time out to make sure I give love to our sponsor, who's always showing love. You know, this big, I always appreciate the people who really give time out to this show, continuous love, and that's Audible.com. Make sure you check them out. That site is where you can check out over 150,000 titles of very, 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 very many genres. And, oh, my God, man, when I tell you, if you're a person that you might not be able to read books all the time, it's a great place for you to listen to audio books. And I think that's a way to go for those of you that, you know, you want to get your literacy in for the day, but you can't quite read. And if you go on, like, on the run or whatnot, instead of necessarily always listening to music, you can listen to something inspirational and hear some different stories through voices versus reading it. So I definitely recommend checking them out. And also, too, if you use the link of audibletrial.com/SteadyJ, SCEDDYLJ, you can actually get a 30-day free trial and get a free audiobook download to go with that. So, yes, man, definitely a pleasure to continue to see the great moves these guys are making, and definitely support them, man. I always tell people this all the time, and especially during Literacy Month or whatnot, which will be coming up here in September. So, of course, you know, we're really be pushing it hard. And that literacy is not just about reading. It's also about stories, how you take in those stories. And sometimes the Audible side, I don't think it gets enough credit. So definitely big ups to audible.com for being a proponent of it. All right, now, I don't know about y'all, man, but I'm over here watching the Essies. You know, I'm always doing two things at the same time while I'm doing the show, and the Essies is on tonight. It's pretty crazy, man. You know, it's either the award shows are pretty interesting, and I like the Essies because everyone comes out very classy, like they how they dress and whatnot. Some of the stuff might be over-the-top crazy in some sorts, but for most part, man, it's, like, really classy. And it's always a great look, you know, everyone comes sharp the S season. Definitely, man. Definitely check and enjoying it. And, hey, definitely we'll be watching some more when I get out, when we're out the show. All right. So, also, well, I want to definitely remind you guys, if you're trying to get into Human Canvas Magazine, always go to deathspot.com/Human Canvas Magazine. It's spelled exactly the way the English dictionary wrote it. You can go there. You can actually see, you know, we put a link in there because we're actually getting ready to launch the official standalone website for Human Canvas. So definitely it gives you a look into that. And it gives you an easier look of being able to view the themes and whatnot for each month. And actually, if you're trying to get into this upcoming August issue, you want to make sure that you're in there, that you have your stuff by the 20th of this month. So 20th is right around the corner. That's actually going to be on this Sunday. So make sure you have your stuff in by this Sunday if you want to be in the magazine. And, hey, simple as that, man. Check it all out and get acquainted with it, man. We definitely look forward to seeing some of the great submissions that we continually have and continue to grow in our brand and be becoming better and better. So if you're a part of it and want to be a part of it, you know where to go. Again, that's deathspot.com/Human Canvas Magazine. All right, man, what we going to do, we're going to go ahead and go to some music. When we come back, we're going to get ready to bring in our special guest for today, my girl, beautiful, talented A Savage in the building. All right, everyone, we'll be back. We're going to start today's show off with, we actually played late on yesterday's show, but we'll go ahead and throw it out now. Starting with this, obviously, my boy Fast Domino, just Make It Home. We got another track for you after that, right here on Life That Does Live with your boy, Ceddie J.
You ever pray sometimes, man, about, like, things you need and want, family, friends, stuff like that? Yeah. I kind of crack myself up sometimes, the stuff I pray about be real simple, like just making it home. Yeah. My whole life I've been putting out fires that other people start. Hero hard, I just wanna play my equal part. When classes start, teacher's part is to keep us smart. But class clowns say it's a rapist up in Lincoln Park. So keep praying, kids playing, it's getting dark. Mom's getting sparked, no wonder what they swinging for. Where's Pops? He been gone since like a week before. What you sleeping for? We gon' need the preachers more. I choose keeping my soul over a pot of gold. Cause that pot of gold will leave you with a pot of nose. Started as dreams and schemes and a pile of goals. And with backstabbing friends, enemies, a pile of foes. And nowadays we so addicted to the hour shows. Lights done in the dark, I wonder where the power go. And the trend now is parting year with model hoes. My girl don't feel appreciated, tell me where the flowers go. They say where you start ain't always what you end with. That's kinda true, cause I'm wondering where my friends went. The ones that really know me care less about a fan base. You be cool with a lot of niggas to the fan break. I wanna make it for my fans, take my bro say. He'd rather pass on the top if it's lonely like hoes say. So it's a couple words I say to myself, couple words I pray to myself. I just wanna make it home.
And you come in this world, man, with your family, your moms, your brothers, couple friends along the way, you know. And then you meet this girl, man, and she just come along and give it a whole new feeling, like something you never felt before, man. Yeah.
She make me wanna give her everything she asks for, whether it's a trip or my cell phone passcode. And yeah, she trusts me, and I ain't got a hide shit, so I don't be lying like Tiger with a side chick. My mom told me a better man I better be. No lions, tigers, or bears, at first she was scared of me. Might change the game up, hit her with the pedigree. Get on one bending knee and hit her with a wedding ring. I can tell by how she kissing me, the only other chick besides moms who can love me unconditionally. Seen past the mystery, misery of my history. It's crazy when I entered her, said she seen her enemy. Her John Dillinger, it's the public enemy. At first she wasn't into me, now she the puzzle's missing piece. So for everybody hating on me, got a bad chick waiting on me. I just wanna make it home.
I come across this homeless dude all the time, man. I never judge him or nothing like that. I just see him, man. Never know what to say, man, but Most of the time, man, I wonder what his pain is. Like, never know what got him to that point. Just never know, man. Yeah. I finally got enough nerve to go and ask him what happened in the past with your family and passion. It's so tragic. He say the world ain't been the same since he had seen his baby girl in the casket. So what happened? He a college graduate, can't understand how he in the hood pushing the basket. He a survivor. I figure that's the least it could be since he lost his daughter to a drunk driver. The story goes, he was headed home. They had just talked on the phone. Couldn't have been like half an hour. He walked through the door. What he didn't know, his wife had picked his daughter up on the way from a happy hour. The driver that his daughter lost her life to, same reason on that same day he lost his wife too. And he was 46, wondering where his daughter went. Gave up on car notes and mortgages. True story, Alexis and two-story up in Arlington. Life had made him give up on all of it. Couldn't look his wife up in the face, he couldn't handle it. Daughter name was Faith, he had lost them both, same date on the calendar. The whole time I'm sitting thinking, tearing up, wondering. When we pray to God, is he hearing us? Pondering, waiting for sunshine, where the summer went. Question is, when you lose hope, what's the punishment? The money went. Then he lost his mind and his selfishness is evident. He happy with whatever I can help him with. Be careful with anything that bring life relevance. I'm telling you, cause I left out the part about the felony. It's been a better week. He happy I could reach to him, speak to him. Cold world, son, keep warm. That's what he told me, man. I just want to make it home.
Baby dupes and tattoos, baby dupes and tattoos. Bad bitch, big hips, red bottles and Jimmy too. Baby dupes and tattoos, baby dupes and tattoos. Bad bitch, big hips, red bottles and Jimmy too. You see them tags?
Red bottoms, them Timmy too. You see them tags? All on my
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Life Here Does Mob, your boy Teddy J. And yeah, that was our quick little music break. My boy Fats Domino from Make It Home. And then followed by, I guess it was on the show on Monday, actually, Black Dahlia. And that was Daisy Deuce and Tattoos. Big ups to her. We got a very special guest in the building, all the way from Sacramento. I want to give a warm welcome to the beautiful, talented A Savage. What's up?
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How about yourselves?
Very well. Kind of tired, actually. Had two shoots today, but I'm good.
You gotta have that robot mentality, you know. I have like a little plug that's attached to me, and I plug myself up to like a charger, and that's how I get my rest. I like just plug myself up, and like then I'm ready to go.
Yeah. You have to.
But yes, it's definitely a pleasure having you. You know, I only know you for a short amount of time, but this has been a short amount of time. You know, you definitely have left an everlasting impression on me, and wow, man, you know, some people, man, I've known them for, I mean, just be completely honest, and y'all know how I am on this show, I will tell like it is, it will not, you know, I don't piggyback out of stuff, because I know that my show is recorded, and I cannot, and I always make sure you say, hey, yes, I said it, so I can't backtrack, but, you know, it's some people I've known for a very long time, who aren't as supportive as how you are just in a short amount of time. And for me, you know, I know I've said it, and yeah, some people, you know, if you into you probably, you know, if, you know, it's no big deal what you're doing. You know, you're just like, hey, I'm just doing what I do. But to me, you know, everyone always knows that for me, the little things are what wow me. Like, when people do the little things, it just wows me 100-fold, and I definitely appreciate your support.
I appreciate yours as well. I'm just loyal like that. You support me, I support you.
Well, definitely. Let's see. I've only known it since exact date, June 26th. So, y'all do the math there. And, I mean, she's just, like, embraced the brand. I mean, it'll be about a month and about 10 more days, but still, that's still not even a month yet, and just making it happen. And you're also the model of the month, too, for dustfly.com and I Am So Divine. So, big up to you on that as well.
Yes, and that was such an honor. Thank you for that.
Yes. This. Now, I'm going to jump into the time machine and, you know, kind of figure out, you know, how did you actually get your start in modeling?
Well, I got my start in a very unorthodox way, actually. I haven't always been as fit as I am now. So there was one point where I was actually very overweight, very close to being obese, and I finally got enough just feedback from my doctors about, you know, the fact that I needed to lose the weight. So after I lost the weight, I had a fellow friend that had actually done a photo shoot. And so I asked her who the photographer was and reached out to that photographer and, you know, asked them to basically do a shoot with me so I could, you know, kind of see how I would like it, because it is something I've always wanted to do. I just wasn't always able to, because at that time, plus size modeling didn't exist and it wasn't popular. So it wasn't an option, but, yeah, after that first shoot, I just fell in love with it, like, just the whole experience, and it really showed me that, you know, it's not just all fun and games, like, be on television, you know, Tyra Banks, America's Top Model and stuff, like, they do portray some of the good, bad, and the ugly, but it seems like it's more so the good than the bad and the ugly. But, yeah, that's really how I got my start. And, again, after that, I just fell in love with it, so I just decided to pursue it.
Now, one thing I will say, I'll jump to that point in a second, but, you know, that story is just, like big because I know myself that, like, being a football player or whatnot, you know, going from, you know, being a football player, you got the hardest way on to do all this stuff to be able to, you know, really go hard and be able to protect yourself and not get knocked out as easily. But then if you stop the game, you know, now you got to try to live a life after football type of fitness, and it's crazy, the adjustment period. And so, yeah, because, like, this year I've been doing it myself. You know, I've taken a lot of huge sacrifices that have paid off, that not only for weight loss reasons, but, you know, it just, I've been healthy, period, and everything. And I feel like I'm more mentally stable now and everything because of that. So, yes, you know, to hear that story is definitely something that I think my mom's going to listen to most definitely, because I hear a lot of people make excuses.
Yeah.
A lot of people make excuses why they can't do stuff. I can't do it because this game. I don't go for excuses. Like, if you really want it, you got to do it.
Yes, I agree. So, again, when it wasn't existing as far as plus-size modeling, I knew I just had to lose the weight and keep it off if it was something I wanted to do. But if I ever do gain weight again or whatnot, I know I can still model because plus-size modeling exists.
Now, as far as that, one of the things I've noticed is, one of many projects, I want to kind of touch on this because it's a little more of an interesting new concept I haven't really seen as far as blogs being featured, is you're actually on this website called photoblush.com. And
yes.
By the way, she's not only is she in the top 10, but she's the top model on there. And
yes,
it's interesting because, you know, kind of talk, well, I'll let you tell them a little more. Since you're more of the spokesmodel, kind of tell everyone a little about what the site's about. Because I went in there and, you know, shout out to you. Actually won the contest on that side today. I'm like, ooh. And then I won a free edit. So, yes, but anyways, the kind of let everybody know, like, how the site is and how you actually got involved with that project.
Well, actually, I was approached from the founder of the website on Model Mayhem. He asked me if I would like to be a model to help promote the service. And, of course, I agreed that really PhotoBlush is just a retouching service, and it's online, so it's really accessible to anyone. But, yeah, it's just a retouching service. So say you have a selfie, you know, that you've taken and you need something changed, the background, just anything, they'll do that for you in addition to more professional type pictures for photographers, actors, things of that nature. And really the website is open to anyone. It's not necessarily only to models or, you know, people who call themselves models. So again, the example I just gave, if you have selfies or whatnot that, you know, you want retouched because say you have too much acne or just whatever the issue is, they can definitely retouch the photo and enhance it so that it looks the way that you want it to look, basically. And so they have really reasonable prices, but for those who, you know, want to use the service a little more, they can actually sign up as a PhotoBlush model, and then that way they get free vouchers that will allow them to retouch photos. And you can get those vouchers by just being active in the website. So, you know, liking, comments, just anything, just basically being a part of it, helping to promote it. So including your pictures and just things of that nature, helping get the word out about this fantastic service.
Yeah, definitely. I like that. I mean, I like that. I like sites, you know, and that's for that. That gives me much more found respect for them because, you know, sites like, is, I'm, you know, this is a big site, I'm not going to say their names, but, you know, one starts with an F, another one starts with a T, and then one starts with an I. Yeah, I figure out what those are, but like I feel like you're just on there, and it's like, hey, the fact that we have, see, you don't know, you're the reward is you being on here, and I don't feel, you know, they make all this money off of you, but they don't do any type of rewarding you, like, not even necessarily monetary, but just accolades and saying, hey, thanks for being on the site and giving you individual respect for doing it. And so I liked it, because that's how everyone does, like, you know, like, for instance, with the model thing, that's how that all happens. Like, I like sites to where they actually reach out and show love to people they're doing. So
yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah, and for any other, or for any models who want to be a part of it, they also help you in building your portfolio. And we'll create a free magafolio, which is basically, it's almost like you're featured on a magazine, but they call it a magafolio. And then they'll also create a video folio for you where it's just a compilation of any pictures you've sent them in addition to information about you, so your personality, you know, your favorite genre, how long you've been modeling, things like that.
Okay. Now, as far as the photographers that you have worked with so far, who would you say is your favorite photographer of all of them and why?
Oh, my gosh, that is so hard.
I know, that's what I do here. I cause trouble. So I do this.
Oh, my gosh, I have a couple. But if I had to say a favorite, I would have to say Yancy Mendoza right now. And that's because I've spent the most time with him. I love his personality. He's very down to earth. He always makes me laugh. Like, he's just a big goofball. So it's always fun shooting with him. And then he's very creative. Like, he's really an artiste. He's not just so much a photographer. He's an artist. So the concepts that he comes up with for our shoots, they're just mind-blowing, like the steampunk ones and his different ones. And we have others that we're going to be creating as well. But really it's just the energy and everything. And he's just so open-minded and he's just funny. Like, he's the best one. In addition to that, like, he's all about support and being loyal. So in working with him, I'm actually getting more exposure because he actually hosts and is a part of different art shows and exhibitions and things. So he already has a couple of the photos that we've done that, you know, he's going to take to these exhibitions to help give me more exposure and us more rather too, seeing as how we work together. But yeah, he right now he'd have to be my favorite.
Okay, now another thing I like and kind of want you to share a little bit of advice like that, because this month is the 5th annual Dust Model Month, and that's where people who are on top of their game share a lot of advice to people to kind of give them an idea of how to best attract the industry a little bit better, or even just getting started, trying to get a start in it, how best to go about it. And one thing I like about you is you don't have all these millions of followers, but you're making moves. And I kind of want your take on that about, you know, people doing that. Like, what's your take on that? Because it's crazy that a lot of people always want to get into this whole thing about, oh, man, you know, people following me. Oh, and the thing is, they don't really have as many jobs going, but meanwhile, the people who ain't got as many, they're making big moves. So kind of, first of all, how do you find a way to make that happen? And what's your advice to models out there who allow it to be a distraction? I call it a distraction. What do you have as far as some advice about that?
Well, unfortunately, technology is king right now. So with that, social media is too. I honestly wasn't too thrilled about having to create all of these different sites and manage them, but I know it's a part of the job, basically. And if I want to be successful and get out there and increase my exposure, I have to, you know, create and be a part of these different social networking sites. So I just did my part and created my sites, and I tried the best I can in between shoots and different things to keep them updated, to interact with you know, whoever does happen to follow me or, you know, comment or whatnot, just making sure I interact with those people because they ultimately will and or are fans, will become and or are fans. And then also, I don't take it personally because, I mean, you have to start from somewhere. Everyone has to start from the bottom. Everyone has to start from the beginning. So I know it's going to take time to build a following, so I'm not, you know, focused on that. That's not in the forefront of my mind, and I really recommend that it shouldn't be any other model that's starting out or, you know, really starting to make some headway. Like, that's going to come. That really shouldn't be anything that you should be worried about, because as long as you're doing what you need to do, you know, you're constantly out there, you're working, you're, you know, getting new pictures out there, you're building your portfolio, the following is going to happen. Those fans are going to start following you, you know, start adding you, commenting even more. It's going to happen. So just don't think about it. Just do what you need to do in terms of being active on the different sites and managing them the best that you can and being at the forefront and showing your personality to them in other ways than just your portfolio. And showing up and being reliable.
Yeah, because I mean, that the last part you said, the personality, that goes along with me. You can have some bomb pictures, but if you got a stink personality, it's going to bring you down to a beginner model with me, because you might as well be a beginner because you're just demeaning yourself by not being attractive to work with anymore. If you're going to have the attitude. So that's good advice.
Yeah, you have to be confident. I mean, and as we're seeing, the society standards in terms of looks is changing, you know. They're embracing plus-size modeling and everything like that. There's not so much this one standard look anymore. So with that, like, get some confidence about yourself. Like, everyone is beautiful in their own way. You just have to realize it, and when you do and you feel confident and comfortable in your own skin, no one can tell you anything.
All right, now, another question I have for you, too, and this is very controversial in the modeling industry a lot, and I'm going to really think about it. I don't know if I've really asked me about this before, but as far as with new modeling and whatnot, you know, especially you have a project, you actually have a project you got coming up this month. Y'all don't be realize I'll be paying attention. But yeah, so, yeah, you actually have, you have a project coming this month called It's Only Skin. And, you know, it actually involves new modeling. Now,
yeah.
here's my thing, the controversy of, because I see this from a lot of models, oh, I don't do eye candy, or I don't do new whatever. Is demeaning. What's your take on that, and how can we as an industry and outside the industry break that stigma?
Honestly, I felt similar when I first started modeling. Like, I was very opposed to nude, to lingerie even, and for me, that had a lot to do with not being fully comfortable and confident in myself. And I have about 3 years modeling experience, or more than that, but I took some time off and recently came back this year. And so with that, I just really looked at everything as a whole, all the different genres, and what avenue would allow me to be most successful. I don't quite meet the standards for a fashion model. I'm not, you know, 5'11", 105 pounds. So I just really became more open-minded to discover the genre that I could capitalize on, basically. And so with that, you obviously have to try each genre. And so with that, I, you know, got out of myself and as different photographers, as we booked shoots, and discuss different genres that we would do. I, you know, discuss implied and nude and erotic shoots just so that I can get the experience with it to see if it would be something I'd be comfortable with, one, and if it was a genre that would work for me. So after actually doing a couple shoots, implied and news, I actually coincidentally found that I was a hell of a lot more comfortable shooting that way than I was shooting, you know, fashion and bikini type wear. I was more comfortable in my own skin nude than I ever was clothed. So for me, that's what changed it. And then also, you know, you just, for me, it was just remembering, you know, we were all born naked. Like, I don't know how many people have seen you when you're born, depending on how you're born, but, you know, the majority of the time there's at least 5-10 people in the room when you're born. Like, no one is born with clothes on. And
well, actually,
like,
I was. I came out with some Oscars for Josh on. I came out the womb.
Well, maybe you, but for the rest of us, we're born nude. So, yeah, like, it was just really having to change my mindset, basically. And just like the art exhibition that I'm featured in, like, it's only skin. Like, again, we were all born naked. You know, we're all human. Like, it's just skin. And we all basically look the same, aside from, you know, different features that make us different. But it's just skin. So it was really just, again, like, finding the genre that would allow me to capitalize on it, actually getting in there and experimenting with it, and then seeing that it was something that worked for me, in addition to the fact that I was extremely more comfortable shooting that way. So that's what changed it for me. So I would just encourage any other model to do the same. You know, and I think another part of it is that there's a distinct, like, you immediately want to go to porn, and it's not porn. These are still photos, and even though, you know, some of the erotic type genres and concepts portray porn or porn-like aspects, it's not porn. So I think really accepting and realizing that will help a lot of models, too, in wanting to shoot eye candy and more nudes and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, for instance, I mean, your stuff is very tasteful, and you're not even, they're like, you're like, you got your hand in yourself and you're, like, playing yourself in the picture. There's nothing like that at all. And I still see models who will sit there and they will still say, not necessarily say they said it about you, but a model who's done it, who's shot like that before and wanted to say, oh, I want to go ahead and throw the porn card out, or she's a hoe, or all this kind of crazy crap. And that, I think that's completely unfair.
It is. I agree. And in my opinion, for those women, it's just more than likely an insecurity with themselves and just some kind of mental block where they feel that, you know, that's something that they can't do. So, you know, the whole hateration aspect, they want to down someone else for doing it.
Exactly. All right, so we're going to go to a quick song break and we come back. We're going to chop up some more of you. We got some crazy questions because it's always a part of the show we do. We always ask the crazy questions. So when we come back, we'll be chopping up with you some more. Man, we'll go into this track, y'all. When we come back and get in. This is Trey Capone, same old thing. We'll be back.
My name is Trey, very nice to meet ya. Had to come and greet ya, I was stunned by your feature. Sexy, elegant, proper swag with some ass. What more can I ask? On Rodeo with your bag. Chillin' with your girls, having like they sharing laughs. Seen you from away, couldn't let you get away. Without an introduction, hoping we could make it something. Don't need to make assumption, but you stressing over something. I see it in your eyes, cause I'm good at being vibes. Surely she replied, why do every nigga lie? When niggas don't lie, it's just the truth hurts. She replies, difficult, nigga, it's not that difficult. Life up and down, seesaw, it's not a miracle. Round. And I'm tired of the same old thing that goes down. I pay more pressure today, and I'm trying to find a way to get away. Please don't take this the wrong way, but I just can't take no more of the same old thing. First you love me, then you love me not. First month cool, second month straight, third month we argue, even having a fight, fourth month I catch you up with another ride, but baby don't trip, I know that that's right, sorry to disappoint, but your boy's nothing like, the other ones you been with, I treat you like a princess, stroke came good, no needing to knock on wood, I know I'm misunderstood, heart broke, acting like you should, diamond plus pain, can heal all pain, and I see it in your eyes that you tripping on some pain, I understand what you're going through. It's like this. Ups and downs, smiles and frowns. Head keeps spinning round and round. And you can't take no more. I do too much in a day. And I'm trying to find a way to get away. Please don't take this the wrong way. But I just can't take no more of the same old thing. First you love me, then you love me not. First you love me, then you love me not. It's just the same old thing. I do too much in a day, and I'm trying to find a way to get away. Please don't take this the wrong way, but I just can't take no more of the same old thing. First you love me, then you love me not. First you love me, then you love me not. It's just the same old thing.
Yeah, we're back. All right, welcome back to Life at Dusk Live, Hump Day After Dusk Wednesday. Got my special guest, A. Sally's in the building, and that's actually a Cali artist just played. I had to do that on preface. I know how I do it. So, yes, Going to the crazy, before I get into my really, really crazy questions. First off, like, what's the embarrassing thing that's happened to you in the industry so far? Like, what's one of the craziest moments you had?
Craziest moment?
We've all had one.
I don't know. Can we come back to that one? What are you doing? Probably the craziest thing was actually I was shooting for a foot fetish where food would sit on my feet. And then I messed up and the food fell off. I accidentally opened my feet too big, too wide, and it ruined the shoot.
Okay, so run it back again. Instant replay.
So it was when I was doing a foot fetish shoot, this required food to actually be put on my feet, and I slipped up and opened my feet too wide, and the food fell off, and it ruined the shoot. Well, there wasn't a lot of it made, so it kind of ruined the concept. But that was the most embarrassing because, that was an accident for sure. But nothing.
Shoot mishaps always. That's one of the big things that happen here. Shoot mishaps. All right, now we're gonna dig a little deeper on you. So, in our crazy questions, especially it is Hump Day After Dusk Wednesday. And it's Hump Day After Dusk Wednesday. We have something we bring onto the show every now and then called 90 Moments of the Week. And so the question for you is, what is the naughtiest thing you have ever done?
Naughty as in, like, bad, right?
however you perceive that question.
Is this in regards to modeling or personal life?
Well, let's give the folks a little. Let's give the folks a little treat. Personal life.
The naughtiest thing I've ever done, I'd have to say, coitus in my parents' bedroom.
Oh man! So how did this come about?
Well, you know, they were gone to dinner, and you know, I had him come over, and at the time, I had a full size bed, which obviously isn't big enough to play in. So, you know, I borrowed their room.
Oh, okay. So, did they ever find out?
Luckily, no, not find out, but I did. I did tell my mom.
Oh, how did she act when you told her?
She was actually pretty okay with it. She's pretty unorthodox too. She's not your typical mom. She's pretty freaky too, and pretty nasty. So she just gave me props.
Oh Lord, that's hilarious. I mean, all of a sudden, come on, there's a wet stain on there. It's like, oh, what is this? But okay.
Oh no.
Now, if you had to pick, three places in the world that you can visit for a whole week each, where would they be and why?
My first one would be probably Sierra Leone, Africa. I have to go to Africa before leaving this earth. Just going back to the motherland. And that place specifically because I've actually been trying to plan a trip there. And so just it's so beautiful, just the landscaping and everything. It just really caught my eye. So that would be definitely one of the first ones. Another would probably be Jamaica. I love reggae music. Really like the culture. I love Bob Marley and Damian Marley and, you know, what they speak about. So I'd really like to go out that way and get a little bit more of the culture and things like that. And then I probably want to go to Egypt, lastly. Even though it's still in Africa, I really want to see the pyramids and all of that because that's just really amazing how those things are actually still standing for the most part. And just the fact that humans built them, I'd really want to see that in person.
Well, definitely. Now, and as far as jumping back into modeling for some people, as far as a model, advice you give to a model who's just getting started out, what do you recommend to them?
I recommend to network, to be open, and to create a modeling profile. So the most popular ones are Model Mayhem or One Model Place, I believe it is. I'm not on One Model Place, but I've had tremendous success on Model Mayhem in just the 2 months I've been on it. So I would definitely recommend setting up a profile there and then just networking and reaching out if you're finding, especially if you don't have any pictures yet to put in your profile, that you reach out to photographers to try and get some shoot sheets going, to get yourself out there, to get the experience, to get comfortable with how you need to pose, expressions for your lips and eyes. Like, that's really important, you know, how to use and position your hands, just really get the experience. Because the more experience you get, the easier it'll be, and it'll actually show in your pictures. You want that growth. Just really doing that initially and keeping it up, making sure you're constantly in it. It's no different than, you know, LeBron James always having a practice and why he's at the caliber he is. So.
Now, as far as, like, a dream shoot for you, like, what's a big thing you would want to do? Like, everybody of us has that dream shoot where it involves a particular outfit, the scenery, everything? What's a dream shoot? What's that big dream shoot you want to do so bad?
I think I actually kind of did it, actually, yesterday. It was an underwater shoot. And so we were in a pool, and they obviously had waterproof cameras, and so they were taking pictures of me underwater, and I was posing that way. So, I mean, that's obviously different than studio, than on-location shooting, being outside, like actually being under the water was something I have always wanted to try, and I actually have accomplished that.
I never really kind of asked this before or really, like, did research. I just looked at the work and said, oh, that's nice. Like, how do you, as far as pose and stuff, and then because not only now you have an pose, but you have the water that's going to heat some of the movements you can do. And then you also got to remember that now you have to go in the water and do stuff. You have to take,
yes.
You know, it requires breathing, more different types of breathing too. So how do you attack that? That's more so. It's because I've always been, like, fascinated, like, how do they pull that off?
It is actually quite difficult because, you know, modeling outside of the water is difficult enough depending on, you know, what you're doing, whether you're on location, in a studio, or just in the environment. But it also kind of depends on, you know, your comfortability with water and swimming. But for me, I'm a water baby, so it just was a lot easier for me to transfer what I do on land into the water. Now, granted, it was different because, you know, I'm floating and everything, but really we just talked about, me and the photographer talked about, you know, the kind of images we might want to get, especially seeing as how you can't stand up when you're underwater. And then we just did it that way. So, for instance, in the midst of me diving, you know, into the water, I would then do a position, and then they'd have a special kind of camera that took, I think it was 10 shots per second. So with that, it made it a lot easier to get a lot of the poses that I was doing in that short amount of time before having to pop back up in the water and breathe.
That's interesting. Now, before we go here in a bit and close, and how you leave out, one last final question, which I always challenge everybody because this is a very deep thinking question here, and that's if you had 24 hours from this moment left to live, how would you spend them?
I would spend it with my family, traveling to my family, and then we'd all, I probably just travel to my family because they're actually in a location where I like, which is Florida, especially Pensacola Beach, which is where they are in Pensacola. I fly out there and just spend time with them because obviously being on the West Coast, I don't get to see them like that, if at all, during the year, just with everyone's schedules and everything being so different. So that's how I spend it, just with my family, with my nieces, and everyone just spending time, soaking up those moments.
Oh, yes, I forgot. I didn't ask this. I can't. If I don't ask this, they'll kill me. as far as love life, are you dating, single, in a relationship, married? What's the deal with you?
I am actually in a relationship.
Oh, so guys, don't think about it.
Yes,
I had to ask that for them so they won't, you know, or they're going to throw the darts. You ask them, man, why you ask them? So I asked for y'all. Bam.
Yeah, guys, I am in a relationship.
All right, so before we go out, let everybody know how they can follow you. Or on here, we call it stalking, and I'll explain why. I'll be explaining to all the guests. We call it stalking because anybody can follow you, anybody can like your page, but the people who stalk you, when you go with stalker, they're a person who goes out of their way to really take it the next step, and that's where they not only follow you, but they like your page, they're supporting your craft by buying products that you're involved with, whatever. So in that case, how can people stalk you? What site, what links and stuff can they go to?
I have a bunch of links, actually, that they can access. You can find me on Twitter at @a_savage. You can find me on Instagram at @a_savage. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/asavage_model. You can find me on Desktop. My profile is asavage. You can find me on PhotoBlush at asavage.modelblush.com. And you can find me on I Am So Divine as well. And that's asavage as well.
All right. Well, you know, definitely appreciate having you today. You're definitely a treat. And, you know, I'm looking forward. Y'all stay and look out. See, you guys, you know, what we're going to see, you know, all I'm going to say is, ooh, please let it happen. 22nd, 22nd. I'm going to have to get news on 22nd, if you know what I'm going to say. But if so, you'll find out by my timeline what the good news is. So stay tuned, pay attention closely. All right. Well, again, I appreciate you for coming through. I do want to remind everybody how they can listen to the show if they missed it. If y'all missed any parts of the show or you want to be able to share the show with your friends, let them know to go listen to the interview, all you got to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/SAVEJ. Look for the show that is entitled Life at the Desk Live, Model A Savage, and you can share it with people on all your different networks and whatnot. Or even go back and listen to any parts of the interview you missed. And it's available to be able to listen to via computer or even by mobile device, too. So different ways to listen to the show. Again, everybody, thank y'all for coming through. I can't leave out showing love to Audible.com for being a great sponsor. Check them out at audibletrial.com/SAVEJ. With over 150,000 titles and audiobooks to choose from. If you go to that link I just gave you, you actually get a 30-day free trial with a free audiobook download. So can't beat that. All right.
No.
Again, A Savage, I appreciate you for coming through. And
thank you for having
me. You know, definitely glad to continue to grow with you.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
How are we rolling out?
All right.
And we're going to remind y'all, how we end off every show, remind you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J, or there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tune to the episode of Life That Does Live, your boy, Shady J. And, oh, I can't do this, I can't end the show without giving our weekly Hump Day at the Desk public service announcement, and that's, if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. All right, y'all. We rolling on out. Peace.
Thanks.